today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Here we are at the end of August. Summer's about over. School starting soon. Perhaps has already started in your area. I know around here that they started about a week ago. And I want to encourage you about this, that as the kids get back to school and they get back into a routine, you know, I know how it was. We raised three children and we were in that school routine. And in that school routine, I want to encourage you to get back in church. If perhaps over the summer you took some time off and you quit going to church, when you go back to school, what a great time to get back into the church. And so find your local church and get involved in that church and find yourself in the Lord's house every Lord's Day. Thanks for joining us today on Consider His Word. Today we're going to finish this series on Thessalonians, the church at Thessalonica, and the letter that Paul wrote to them. This is part of a bigger series as we looked at all of the churches that Paul wrote to, all the way beginning with Romans and the church at Corinth, and all through the New Testament, Paul wrote to these churches and encouraged them. And if you'd like to hear the rest of these messages, you can go back to the website at considerhisword.org, and there hear all of the programs in this series. And so I invite you to visit the website. Again, considerhisword.org. At the website, you'll find many things there. One of the things you'll find there is a button where you can contact us. And if you'll write to us and send us your address, we'd love to send you one of our little prayer journals where you can remember to pray for people and remember to pray for us as well. Simply click on that link, contact us, or you can contact me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Send us an address. Let us know where you're hearing this broadcast, and we'd love to get one of these prayer journals into your hand. Now, also, you can write to us directly at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. One more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. It's a very interesting thing that Paul wrote here to the church at Thessalonica, and I believe the things he wrote to them then is relevant to today. Now, we looked at some of the issues, and we've looked at these over the last couple of weeks. Paul wrote to them about the tribulation and about the rapture and when Jesus would come and how he would come. In that great passage in 1 Thessalonians 4. He also wrote to them about the trouble that they were going to and told them just to hang on, just to be at rest, and God would take care of this, and God would take care of the people who are persecuting them and persecuting the church. And I want to go back to 1 Thessalonians at the end of the chapter. As Paul wrote some of the last words to them, he said something incredible to them, and I'm going to have to read quite a bit to get all of it in. And if you'd like, I'd encourage you to join us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. This is the last chapter of 1 Thessalonians. I'm going to be reading at verse 12, and I'm going to read all the way to the end of the chapter, so bear with me just a moment. Paul said, "And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men, see that none render evil for evil to any man, but ever follow that which is good both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit. Despise not the prophesyings. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. And so Paul ends his first letter to the church at Thessalonica. Now, this is quite a list, and I would encourage you, perhaps if you wanted to dig a little bit deeper, to sit down and write every single one of these out, every one of these things. Now, I believe this is a great guide for living the Christian life. Now, you must understand that he's not saying you do these things to be saved. These are not the things that get you into heaven. You must trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and know him if you're going to have eternal life. But Paul is telling them that I encourage you. He said, I beseech you, which means I beg you, brethren, and encourage you to do these things and to have these things in your life. Now, there's a lot of things here, and obviously we don't have time to go through all of them, but I want to go through and pick out a few things and mention them to you and encourage you that these things would be in your life as well. He told them, first of all, he mentioned about the leaders, that those who are among you, the leaders, he said the elders, he said to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. These leaders are busy, and they have much to do. They have great responsibilities. He told them to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. And I believe really what he's saying here is to have respect for those leaders that are over you and to honor them and to esteem them highly, he said, that look over you and do it because you love them. And he added this little phrase. I thought this was interesting. He said, and be at peace among yourselves. Don't be fighting with each other. That always brings grief to the leaders when the people are fighting with each other. He said, be at peace among yourselves. And this is not peace with, in the sense of the persecution, but peace with each other in the church. The Bible says that as much as possible, that you get along with everybody, and that you love everyone. And then he goes on and begins to tell them, he said, we exhort you, brethren, that you warn them that are unruly. That's rebuke. And that then he said, you comfort the feeble-minded. It doesn't mean people that are slow of thinking, but people who perhaps might be weak in their faith that need some encouragement and need some help in their Christian walk. I mean, remember, they were under this persecution. And if they were going to get any support, if they were going to get any encouragement, it had to come from each other. That's why it's important that when you do go to church, that you encourage the people around you. I know that many times we need to be encouraged. And I understand that. But you ought to take it upon yourself as a personal ministry to encourage someone in your local fellowship and be a blessing to them and help them in some way. And he said to comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. You realize that when you come into a church, that you come into a place where people are of all different levels in their Christian growth. Some have just been saved, and maybe they don't understand everything about the Lord, and they don't understand everything about walking with the Lord and being separated from the world and living for the Lord. He said, you be patient with them. You encourage them and help them along. Now, I want to skip down just a little bit. He told them to rejoice evermore. Now, Paul gave them some things to rejoice about. He told them about the coming of the Lord and how that they would be received up together to be with the Lord forever. Every day you can find something to rejoice in the Lord about and be joyful in the Lord. And he told them to pray without ceasing, just to pray every day. And I would encourage you this, to be faithful in prayer. And he goes on and says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. When we pray and when we come to the Lord, we ought always to be thankful for our salvation. I think about when we get around the Thanksgiving holiday, we ask people, what are you thankful for today? Well, did you ever think about just asking maybe your children or asking at the dinner table and saying, what are you thankful for today? We ought to be thankful every day and in everything, he said, give thanks. Now, I want you to know, he said, in everything, give thanks. He didn't say for everything. Remember, they were going through a hard time. They were going through this persecution. And even in the persecution, they can be thankful and they can be looking to the Lord. And in that thankfulness, just keep praying. Pray without ceasing. Don't stop. Don't give up. And I know many times we pray and we pray and we pray and it seems that God is not hearing, but we've got to be faithful and trusting in God's timing. Because maybe it's just not time yet. Some have said that God answers prayer in three ways, that he'll say yes, or he'll say no, or he'll say you've got to wait. And sometimes as we pray, we just keep praying and keep asking and we wait upon the Lord for what he's going to do and how he's going to answer. He goes on to tell them to quench not the Spirit, despise not the prophesyings, listen to the leading of the Holy Spirit, listen to the preaching of the Word of God. Hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil. It shouldn't even look bad. Our testimony should be so strong and so positive that people cannot even accuse us of looking like we're doing something wrong. And I like the way that Paul concluded his letter. He told them, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice he mentions the coming of the Lord again. And so Paul encouraged his church at Thessalonica, and I know that as they read the letters that they were faithful to the Lord and faithful in serving him. Our time is gone. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.